Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I would note this is a revised agenda that's before you. So if you're considering approval of the agenda, it should be as revised.
Okay, thank you.
So moved.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the revised agenda for this evening's meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried. Next would be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we wait until our next regular meeting for that approval for the minutes.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Workman that we wait for the approval of our minutes of our last regular meeting until our next one, which will be on March the 19th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Burrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the result. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a pager or cell phone, we would appreciate it if you would turn that off.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow. First case, please.
Case number 9770, David C. Ludma, Kent Signs Company, intersection of U.S. Route 13A and Road 642, a special use exception to place a billboard.
Hi, Jamie Sharp with Warren Rutt.
David C. Ludma, 260 Lakeside Drive, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Okay. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Okay. Before we get started on this one, Mr. Chairman, was it Sharp?
Yes.
And Mr. Ludma, as I recall, this is you presented a similar hearing or a similar application a couple of years ago.
That is correct.
And that was denied by the board. As you're probably aware, this is then considered a reapplication. That means it's a two-step process. Step one, you have to show the board that this is something that is substantially different from the application you presented 2 years ago. And the board will then consider that. And if the board concludes that it is a substantially different application, then you will go on and present the merits, and the board would consider that. Okay?
Yes. Is this the same site?
This is the same site. The reason we are reapplying is it was the decision last time that we did not prove that it would adversely affect
and
the neighborhood.
And the rules that the court have given us for reapplications are pretty much as I just described them. Your first step, counsel and Mr. Ludma, are to convince the board that this is a substantially different application than the one you presented the first time around. And that has to be to the satisfaction of the board before it can even consider the merits of the application tonight.
Would you like to respond to that?
The application is... There is some differences to it. The actual billboard is the same, but the neighborhood has had some changes in the last few years since the time of the first application. Because of that, those changes, we believe that it will not adversely affect the neighborhood, and that's the reason why it's we've applied for this billboard again.
How's the neighborhood changed?
There's been a recent, they're constructing a warehouse for Goodwill Industries, which is diagonal to Mr. Ludema's property.
And contiguous to.
This is a rather large warehouse. There are several signs out in front of it. It is on US 13, which is on the same block as Dr. Ludema as well.
The first time we made application, according to my records, was in July 2003. That would be 4 years ago.
We have a picture of the Goodwill Industries building, which is adjacent to Dr. Ludema's property.
Still somewhat confused. How does a Goodwill Industry building have any relation to a billboard at the same type? What does, I don't seem to follow that. Could you enlighten me on that? How would that?
The application was initially, the standard is still the same. It needs to prove that it does not adversely affect the neighborhood. In this case, the neighborhood has changed. The use of that was just a vacant lot in this previous application, is my understanding, and now it is a warehouse.
But we have a billboard. It's the same that we had in 2003 of July.
That's true.
Everything's the same. We're just here to hear the billboard. So it hasn't changed at all. Nothing.
That's correct.
Typically, what we consider a substantial change would be a change in zoning or
height,
height or
size,
you know, that sort of thing. But simple warehouse doesn't really substantially change anything. Somebody's developing a property that was already zoned for whatever.
It is substantial evidence that the neighborhood is proceeding in a commercial fashion. I mean, it was a vacant field. However, now it's a very large building warehouse.
Is this a commercial property that you want to put the billboard on?
Yes. It's zoned C1.
Yeah, it's zoned C1.
So what's changed? You're saying the neighborhood's changing commercial. Your property was already commercial. That's
what else has changed is, in my naivete, the first time I was here, three and a half years ago, I was not aware that I had to show evidence that it would not negatively impact the neighborhood.
Well, you should have, because that's the requirement.
Yes, that's why I'm back, because I didn't at that time.
Well, it's because you were negligent, if you will. The first time doesn't grant you a second opportunity. The only thing that does is a substantial change, which Mr. Burrow has explained is the only way we'll consider rehearing the case.
As I recall, there was a fair amount of opposition from the town or opposition from the town of Bridgeville itself that had been communicated to the board. Have you done anything to address those concerns?
If you would like to characterize as one letter from the mayor of Bridgeville as substantial opposition, then I guess you'd be correct. But that was the only opposition. And the lot.
Hey, my question
in
was.
The question is not in Bridgeville.
Have you done anything to address the whatever the opposition was that was expressed by the mayor of the town of Bridgeville?
It was my understanding in the original opposition that they said that there were no billboards in that area. And we have in that lot adjacent where the Goodwill Industries property is, there is a billboard, and it's a substantial billboard. There are other billboards in that area, and those may or may not have been there. I don't know if they were there at the time of the last application or not, but the town of Bridgeville, that was what I believe was in their original opposition letter.
Sir, you're talking two different ends of you're talking on the 13 side of the dual highway, and then you're talking 13A. You're talking on two different sides, which doesn't affect it. You're on the same side of Jerome before 13A going out of Bridgeville.
Correct.
There's no signs on that side going out at all. 13, it is, you know, the Goodwill sign will be out there on 13 probably.
Contiguous to my property, there's a gas station and there's a Valero sign there. So it is all commercial there.
But that was there the last time.
Last time.
That's correct.
That is correct. Also, you asked if I did anything after my application, if I tried to do anything with the people that objected. And I called the town of Bridgeville a couple weeks after I presented my case here. And I talked to the town manager, and I said I would like to present my case to the town because the mayor was the only one that objected. And the town manager said, no, we will not allow you to speak. I'm not sure why, but they said, no, our decision is final. We will not allow you to speak, which I thought was highly inappropriate.
Okay. So other than the Goodwill warehouse coming there, what other substantial changes do you suggest?
That's the main change since that time.
Okay. And that's what you want us to
consider.
Consider.
Because Goodwill is coming. Okay.
Well, also for the last 10 years, the Bridgeville Lions Club trailer has been on my property. And no one has objected to that, myself neither. They are on that property free of charge. That's their major fundraising in the summer. It seems to me if influential people in the neighborhood are very concerned about the neighborhood, they wouldn't allow a decrepit-looking trailer sitting on that property. It's okay with me that it's there, and it does a lot of good for the community that it's there. And so they're not objecting to that, but they're objecting to a very neat billboard that would enhance the value of the property.
Well, that's...
And I'm not a business entrepreneur. I just retired in December. I'm a 20-year college professor at Delaware Technical and Community College. I'm just trying to enhance the value of my property here any way I can.
Okay. All right. Are there any... further questions from members of the board? Mr. McKay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
I have one. The application says it's lot number one.
Yes, I have two contiguous lots, one on the corner and one contiguous to lot number one that's second from the corner. So we're talking about the one that's on the corner.
Which on the tax map looks like 8104, and I believe it's labeled as lot three.
That is correct.
Application says lot one, which is further towards the town of Bridgeville.
Can I get this on?
Mm-hmm. These are the two lots, that one there and that one there. Here's alternate 13. Here's Antique Alley Road. Here's 13. And that's the lot right there. Okay. But you got lot three here if you look on what Mr. Hudson's telling you on your application.
Yeah. See, the application in front of the application says lot one.
Lot one.
And I have this too.
We have that too. And there's lot three.
I want to make sure we were talking about the lot that's corner to Main Street and the Antique Alley.
Mm-hmm. That's the lot right there.
Yeah. Mr. Mills? Oh, I'm sorry. Any more questions? Mr. Mills, do you have any further questions?
Yes. Would that mean that it wasn't advertised properly?
Yep.
It's advertised for this one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't have a copy of it.
Pardon?
I don't know that the advertisement specified a lot anyway.
No, but it would determine which property.
It says the intersection of 13A and 642.
Doesn't say lot one or just 8104, but not lot one or three.
That's where it's me at.
It doesn't even say 80. It just has the number, and they come in and look at it.
Okay. Melissa, does the tax map show 8104 is all three lots or just two? I don't have a copy of the tax map in mind.
8104 is just lot three.
4 is considered lot three. 8103 is lot two, and 8101 is lot one.
Right. According to this,
it's supposed to be right where it's shown, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a problem with
again, it's one of those things where if you come in and study, I think you can, it's reasonably, you're reasonably able to make that determination. Just to mention once again, gentlemen, the rules on reapplication require either change in the physical aspects of the application or modifications which are made to address objections that have been raised by the opposition the first time. So that's your decision on.
Thank you, Mr. Merle. We're hearing no further questions, gentlemen.
Could I just ask a question, just clarify the record?
I'm sorry.
I missed Mr. Sharp's first name.
Jamie. Or James.
James.
Yes.
Gentlemen, as you well heard from council, that this is a two-step process. First, we had to have evidence presented that there was a substantial difference in this application submitted tonight versus the one that was presented in 03. So we have to vote on, if you feel there is, we'll vote on it to either go forward or to deny it. So at this time, gentlemen, I would call for a motion on the first step. If you feel that there is a substantial difference in this application versus the original one.
I don't know how the rest of you feel. I'm not convinced this is substantially different.
I can't see whether there's a substantial difference.
I also can't. Mr. Parker. Mr. Gates.
Same way.
Okay, it seems to be the consensus of the board, but I would entertain a motion to that effect then.
So moved.
You make a motion that?
That it isn't substantially different than the original application.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Workman that there is not, the consensus of the board is that there is not substantial evidence to regards to this one over the first one for us to go forward. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion is carried. That means that it's been denied.
Thank you,
John. Yes, sir.
Case number 9771, Catherine.